The effects of colonialism seem to never stop. Even though most of Africa became free from foreign rule over a half century ago, blowback continues unabated. That blowback is one of the key concerns of the play Breakfast with Mugabe by Fraser Grace, currently in its West Coast premiere at Aurora Theatre Company in Berkeley. The former British colony of Southern Rhodesia gained freedom as the apartheid state of Rhodesia in 1960, and it took another 27 years before that regime ended and the country of Zimbabwe began. Its first prime minister was one of the central freedom fighters in the intervening period, Robert Mugabe. By the year 2001, when Breakfast with Mugabe takes place, he had consolidated supreme power and was removing white landowners from their estates. An election was coming up, and he was presenting himself as the savior of the country. Nelson Mandela and George Washington rolled into one. But he was also an autocrat with kleptocrat tendencies. And as the play begins, he's having psychological problems. Enter then the white psychologist and landowner Andrew Peric, brought to the presidential palace to help him navigate his difficulties. What playwright Fraser Grace has done is masterfully examine Mugabe in the context of this post-colonial world. How do you get into the mind of a dictator who is both a liberator and an oppressor? The story builds as we meet Mugabe's second wife, a woman known for her profligate ways, played with aristocratic aplomb by Leontine Mabeli Mbang, and Mugabe himself, a man who answers to no one, superbly embodied by L. Peter Callender. And we meet the psychologist himself, played by Dan Hyatt, caught between the Rhodesian past and Zimbabwean future. Though the play premiered in London in 2005 and deals with events 4 years earlier, it is still very relevant today. Mugabe, at the age of 90, is still in charge of Zimbabwe. His comments in the play about homosexuality have a renewed relevance years later as the rights of gay people have even further eroded. On a deeper level, though, the play looks at action and reaction, how the political and personal intertwine, and of course, the role of colonialism at both the micro and macro level. Breakfast with Mugabe by Fraser Grace, directed by John Tracy, is currently playing at the Aurora in Berkeley. For more information, you can go to their website, auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.